payroll came in. We didn't know our payroll numbers until Thursday.
Yeah.
So,
hello?
So, John's going.
John, Christian.
Morning.
Morning, John.
Hi, George.
Are you at home, John, or are you traveling?
No, I'm at home. I was going to be gone, and then we waited. We'll leave at noon.
Hello?
Hello, this is Errol Rice.
Hey, Errol.
Good morning.
Nina.
Hi, Nina.
Good morning. Anyone else on?
Good morning, Nina.
Good morning.
Come on, Nina. John Scully.
Scully. Who else is on?
Errol Rice. Brett, Jeff, and John LaFelt should be joining us shortly.
Errol, have you heard anything from Helly's yet?
We have not. We're just sort of eagerly waiting word here.
Okay.
Did it say yesterday in the Northern Ag story that they expect the judge to have a decision today?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I talked to Helly's last night.
That's pretty dang quick. That's good.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Good morning, John LaFelt, Chairman.
Morning, John.
Morning, John.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nina.
Good
How
morning.
Are you?
I'm good.
So we have Nina, John, and Brett, and Jeff.
And me, Lila.
Oh, Lila's on.
Oh,
good.
Yeah, Lila. Yep. Oh, good. Good. Good.
Jeff, Brett, are you guys on yet? We've got a couple minutes. Brett said he was hurrying, and I talked to Jeff Wednesday. He said he was going to be on, so.
Okay.
Well, I heard about three notes there, so Lila and John and who else came on? Nobody says anything. That's the problem with these phone calls. You never know.
How come we don't? Some of those ready conferences won't let you on until you say your name.
Well, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, I know the other ones I get on. You get your codes accepted, and then you say your name, and then everybody knows who's on.
Yeah. Hello? Somebody just beep in? Hello? Like that, you mean? Lila?
Exactly like that.
Yeah.
I've been on some, too, where you say your name and then it doesn't do anything. You just pop in.
Oh, it says in your name then is, you know, once you hit, you get that beep and then your name comes on.
Yeah. Hello?
Hi, this is Chelsea with Farm Bureau.
Hi, Chelsea.
Hello.
Morning,
good morning.
Chelsea, John LaFell. We have Nina and Lila on the phone.
Morning, everyone. How
morning.
Are you?
Good.
Hello?
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 Jeff?
Jeff, yes. Yeah.
Welcome.
Morning, Jeff.
Morning.
Morning, Jeff.
Morning.
Is there rain going on over there yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, send it our way.
Wind yesterday. Knocked down a bunch of my hay.
Oh,
that should rain then.
Yeah, it's cloudy, but it's not supposed to be coming in.
Brett, have you joined us? Or Ed? Well, Mr. Chairman, we do have a quorum. If you wanted to call us to order and take roll, we could move ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to call this meeting to order. Let's have a roll call. This is John LaFell, chairperson.
John Scully.
Nina Baucus.
Jeff Lewis.
Lila Taylor.
Very good. We got a quorum.
Could we hear who else is on, please?
Who else is there? Chelsea?
This is Ann Miller with Montana Pork Producers.
John Rouser with Montana Pork Producers.
Carol Rice, Montana Stock Growers.
Carol.
Who was the last one?
Errol Rice.
Errol, I thought somebody else said something after you.
That was me. John, with the pork producers, you are John?
John Rouser. I'm president of Montana Pork Producers.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, didn't catch your last name, John. Thanks.
Okay, you bet.
And who was the lady with the pork producers?
Ann Miller.
Correct. This
Thank
is Ann
you.
Miller.
Hi, Ann.
Hey.
Anyone else?
And Chelsea Kramer with Montana Farm Bureau.
Yeah, we got Chelsea.
All right, this morning we've got two items to proceed with. Christian, would you like to explain?
Yes. George needs to complete two budget control documents by the 15th to get our year covered. Payrolls finally posted yesterday, so we got the final numbers, and what you're looking at is what we're needing. First off, in the meat inspection program, did someone just join us?
Yeah, this is. This is Brett.
Howdy.
Good morning, Brett.
Morning, Brett.
Hello.
Okay,
Brett.
Trying to turn up that thing up. So hang on 1 second, please.
Yeah. Tell us when you're ready.
And now maybe I can hear you better.
Okay, this is John LaFell, Brett. On the line is Jeff, Lila, Nina, John Scully on the board, and John Rouser, Ann Miller, pork producers, Errol Rice, and Chelsea from Farm Bureau.
Okay,
that's
thank you.
Visiting.
Sorry, okay. Sorry I'm late.
That's fine. And Christian has just started his presentation on what the call is about.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Christian.
Okay, so in meat inspection, there was 4% vacancy savings applied. The meat inspection program did not have any vacancies or furloughs within their program, and so they had an overage of $18,000 in their personal services, and they've been running close throughout the year. We're proposing that $18,000 be covered with a transfer of general fund from unused general fund within the DSA budget. The second is in the diagnostic lab.
Well, that's before we get to the second one. How about let's deal with the first one?
Okay.
All right, discussion?
Well, yeah, I'd like a more of an explanation.
Yeah.
Because this is the first I've heard that we're headed to overage, and the 4% vacancy savings issue is, I assume what you're saying is what's carrying us over?
Yes. And I'll have George give some more detail on that.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, the meat inspection program had applied to it $27,000 in vacancy savings, plus they had payouts of $10,500. We recently received, and this from the budget office, a $10,000 authorization for the general fund portion. Nonetheless, so that brings us back down to the 27,000 vacancy savings. Throughout the year in our budget status, we're just talking the authority reports, it's been showing that the personal services has been over because of this reason. They have, in fact, in our latest report, the personal services were shown at 89% over with 80% of the payrolls budgeted. Gary has been working really hard to try to mitigate that as much as he can, but he's had to he's required to inspect those plants, and so nonetheless, he came up short by $18,000 in his overall budget. We're looking at all of his bills and trying to get him getting paid out through the year.
Show me on the June. Show me where that's showing up on our June budget report.
We're looking at the May budget status. The last budget status report was presented in May, and
well, I got a June 15th document here in my hand, which is the end of May, right?
Yeah, that's the cash analysis report, and
yeah.
We're just talking about the authority to get Gary out of fiscal year 15, and so the last budget status report presented to the board was in May, and that's
well, actually, it was June, George. This book says June 15th.
Well, I'm referring to is the actual budget status report, not the cash analysis report.
Well, I want you to show me in the cash where it shows that it's going over.
It's in the cash analysis in meat inspection was not one of the divisions that we utilized in the cash analysis. Meat inspection is 50% general fund, 50% federal fund, and all of the monthly cash analysis that we've been talking about has been in the lab, CSD, animal health, and brands.
Well, it shows up on page 3 of 3 in your report.
In the May report, or excuse me,
in
the
June
report,
and I'm trying to figure out where in the June report it demonstrates that personal services are that far out of whack.
In meat inspection?
Yes. Meat and poultry inspection.
Okay, and
this shows from a cash perspective, it looks like that they're under their budget.
I see where you're looking in the $997,000 personal services. The $643,000 was expended in salaries, and $304,000 was expended in benefits. So that's $948,000 at that point, and that's without the last payroll being the last two or three payrolls being posted. So they were awful tight even then in this format.
Well, what payroll was posted on June 15th for May?
Well, they're two weeks in arrears.
So you're telling me their run rate for the year has been negative?
Right. That's why I like this report. So how come
we don't know that till right now?
Well, it was in the May book showing 89%.
You're talking about authority. I'm talking about cash. You're out of cash, right?
We're out of authority.
We're out of authority.
But you have the cash? If you do, then why do you need an $18,000 transfer?
We're out of authority and cash. In general fund.
Well, I'm Mr. Chairman. I'm with Scully here. From what I'm looking at the financials, it looks like they have the cash, and I don't understand why, because at May, as each department head went through, John Scully asked each one, which included George, if they had what they needed to finish out the fiscal year. And we've not had any discussion of the meat inspection program having a problem finishing the fiscal year. So why all of a sudden did this show up? How is it that we did not know this before now? And from the financials, it looks like the money is already there, so why are we transferring?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, in terms of our daily appropriation reports, and we, as we run them daily, we try to get through the fiscal year end. When all the payrolls are in, we take a look at exactly where they are in their personal services and where they need to be. The cash report in June that you're referring to includes federal authority, but the problem is we have to have a 50-50 general fund match. So we try to meet the payroll. If we go back to our May report on our budget status report, it is showing a consistent pattern of a need that is, they're exceeding their overall budget in the general fund portion.
So if I'm following you correctly, you are not looking forward to what may or may not be needed in the way of authority and funding. You are only dealing with it when you come up against it and you're facing it right then. So you're not projecting the possibility of a problem before the problem gets there. Is that right?
No, I don't think that's right. I mean, in the May book, we're showing 89% committed with only 80% of the payrolls completed for the year. So in the May book, it's showing as being over.
And that's the value of those little budget status reports that we do.
My biggest issue is the transfer of general fund ESA money.
I would agree.
That's the thing that really concerns me. And we're doing it twice.
If it's, I hear what you're saying, John. If it's not used, it reverts back to the general fund. It does not roll over.
Well, that doesn't bother me very much.
No.
Yeah, but
in as much as we're trying to purportedly represent to the legislature, you know, this is what our needs are, and we went about, as I understood it, borrowing last year, what, $160 from the governor's fund?
Yeah, that was correct. That was due to an outbreak.
Okay. And so why did we borrow it if we had extra?
We didn't know.
I guess you don't know until you're done testing.
Well, but we've been done testing since November.
No. Their cutoff was July 1st on testing.
So you're saying that we, wow, that's interesting. We borrowed money when we still had some for testing. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I guess you could state it that way, yeah.
How do we explain that to the legislature? And the fact that now that we borrowed it, why can we not, do we have to pay back what we borrow?
No.
So was extra borrowed with the idea that it was going to be used for something else, knowing it was going to be used for something else?
No.
Then why was extra borrowed?
Because that was set up at the beginning of the outbreak, not knowing how much we were going to need, and we were given authority for, I believe it was up to $260,000.
But you could have borrowed that money any time during the outbreak?
Well,
as needed.
I don't understand what you're saying, Nina. I guess.
Well,
we got it up front to cover what we were going to do. We gave them an estimate. They gave us more than we asked for. And we.
Why did you not give the extra back at that time? Or did you make a comment to them that this is more than we asked for or anything like that?
No. In fact, I told them we were going to spend nearly all of it, and we did.
But you have funds now that you're using for something else.
What's our ramifications relative to using general fund DSA dollars in this fashion, both in terms of meat inspection and the diagnostic lab? What's the meat inspection connection to the DSA money?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Scully, George Harris, I did discuss this with the budget office. The only thing that we can use to cover the costs in meat inspection is general fund. For the general fund portion of the payroll that needs to be met. We have the authority for and the cash from the federal government on the federal side. The ramification specifically is that there's no other source in the department to transfer general fund to the meat inspection program to solve this.
Well, I understand that part, but I'm flip it over on the other side. What's the legality of using DSA specific money?
That's what I was going to get to. So in House Bill 2 from last session, the DSA money, and this is for testing, not the personal services, for the testing is not restricted. So in contacting the budget office, the deputy director and the analysts that does our budgets over there, may we use this unused cash and authority for these two problems? By doing so, we're not going into the per capita fee. And they indicated, well, it was designated as one time only, but it was not restricted. So therefore, it is allowable, and they gave us the permission to do it.
Is it in writing?
It was in a phone conversation and is recorded, and then I replied in writing thanking them for authorizing it.
John, are you implying that we're bringing forward a proposal that's not legal?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm trying to figure out how.
I'm kind of taking a little bit of exception to this, okay?
Well, this is not unusual.
This is a typical end of fiscal year.
Well, hold on a minute.
And I feel like you're saying we're trying to pull something here.
Well, I'm worried about the fact that DSA general fund money was intended for the sole use of the DSA, and I don't see a nexus between DSA and meat inspection.
It was not appropriated as restricted funds, and we've checked this through the budget office.
Okay, then I want to make sure we have a written record of it for the future.
Well, there's a recording there, right, George?
Yeah. I want a written record, not a recording.
Well, the budget control document is approved by the budget director, so that will
All I want is a written document.
That will be
that
a written
demonstrates
document.
That we checked and they approved it and the reasons why.
I'll contact the analyst, the deputy director, and ask them for such a document.
Thank you.
Would you please forward the document to the board?
Yes.
So, John, is anybody comfortable to go forward without the document, or do you not believe the staff?
Well, that's an interesting question.
We don't have time.
I would frame it a different way. If I was a staff member, what I would do is make sure that there's a written documentation for the future so that it can be demonstrated to the legislature that what we did was appropriate and approved and the reasons for approving it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say it has to do with attention to detail and the focus of legislative intentions, because I'm sure if you ask legislators, they didn't intend to give us DSA money for meat inspection. So I want a written record. So don't ask me whether I trust the staff or not. I think it's prudent to have a written record for future use in the legislative assembly because it's bound to come up again.
Don't you have to have written record for legislative auditor for this sort of thing?
George?
Mr. Chairman, Nina, yes, and that's what the budget control document is. And nonetheless, what Mr. Scully's asking for is an actual email or written document from the budget office that we can attach to the file. In terms of time frame, in order for us to
I didn't put a time frame on it.
Excuse me?
I did not put a time frame on it.
Okay, I was just trying to point out that whatever we do today, we need to do today because we need to process the document. The budget office needs to approve it, and bills have to be paid by before Wednesday. That I just wanted
mm-hmm.
to point out the time constraints which we as a staff are facing, which are very serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand that, George.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So, are questions being answered completely for the board members?
What happens if we didn't? Nina,
John.
Somebody else was asking you a question there.
This is Jeff Lewis. What happens if we didn't approve it, Kate?
Mr. Chairman, excellent question, Mr. Lewis. If we don't approve the general fund, then we are not going to be able to meet that payroll, so we'd have to have the board approve for some other source of funder, you'd be looking at a supplemental. I mean, you cannot send per capita fee to meat inspection to pay for a general fund obligation. So this is the only source of authority that we have. So otherwise, it would get real tricky, but what would have to be done is somehow we'd have to back out expenditures of general fund of the diagnostic laboratory, take general fund from the diagnostic laboratory, and increase the amount of per capita fee expended in the diagnostic laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would have to do a BCD to transfer general fund from the diagnostic laboratory to the meat inspection to cover the $18,000. That's the only other option I can think of to cover that obligation.
Mm-hmm. So I'd entertain a motion to make this transfer of cash and authority. Is there a motion out there?
Well, we need the motion to be able to either move forward or not, so I'll make the motion.
Okay, and the motion is Sherry on? Who's?
Yeah.
So this is recorded. Okay.
Yeah.
And so, Brett, your motion is to transfer authority in cash, $18,000 from general fund to the meat inspection program. Is that correct?
Yes, and with that requirement of the document that John and Diana are requesting.
Perfect.
I realize we're going to have to get that probably after the fact, but we're going to need it.
Mm-hmm. I'll second his motion.
Okay. Discussion?
Yeah, this is Lila. I've been sitting here listening, and I hope everybody else has too. It isn't just this motion we're making that's the problem. It's a big problem in that we do not know exactly what's going on. We get it one way one time. We get something else. We met in person. We didn't get this, that we would be that much short. I mean, that's the problem with this whole thing. It's a big problem that you're taking it from the DSA, as far as I'm concerned. And whether it's general fund and we can do that and they gave us permission and everything, perception is what dictates everything. And I hope that when we get done with this stuff, that next year we get our, either we do a different process or we do something that it's right out there in front of all of us and we know what's going on. Okay? That's all I'm going to say. I mean, this is upsetting to me. I know we had to transfer money. But when you see him taking DSA money, to me that is not the thing we should be doing. So I'll support the motion just because we need to get our bills paid. But there's a bigger problem here, and we all know it.
I joined you a little bit late.
Morning, Ed.
We get to hear all of this after the legislation. Why aren't you planning ahead, George or Christian? You should know what it needs to settle the end of the year, first of all. And then you should know in the future about what it takes. $19,000 isn't a little check. If it was $2,000 or $3,000 being out of the way. And it's not only in meat. In all enterprises, we seem to fall short. I'll support the motion that Jeff made and John second, but we need to get this thing straight so we're not falling short in all places.
Is that noted, staff?
Yeah.
All right.
And could we have that, John, we have that reflected in the minutes? I think these conversations that we're having should be in the minutes, not just the motions, but the conversations we have, because we've had some serious conversations, and we're not getting them. That's all I'm going
to
say. Thank you.
I would also like reflected in the minutes that we presented a plan to the board to close the fiscal year that did include weekly conference calls to discuss these kind of transfers. This is only our second one.
That's correct. I agree.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That's three.
Aye.
Oh, that's four.
Aye.
Five. Like motion, like sign. Having hearing none, motion passed.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Christian and George, is there anything else that's going to pop up before you close the fiscal year 15?
Mr. Chairman, Nina, we have 4 days of payroll left, and we computed that in here. We've spoken with every division on their operating bills that they have. We've been asking them for a month to 6 weeks to get every bill in here. I cannot definitively say that something might not pop up, but we have put a little bit of like $1,000 or cushion to allow for lights or any unsuspected bill. We hope not, but we don't know for positive. But nonetheless, on our accounts payable, that closes on the 15th. All other budgets finalized are going to be closing a week later. So the way we've computed it, we're hoping no, but we cannot guarantee what's going to pop up on us, but we have built a small cushion in this transfer in case something does, so we certainly hope not. I hope that's as honest and definitive as I can make it.
George, this is Ed.
Yes,
$1,000 isn't a big issue. But when you get up to $18,000, $19,000, $20,000, it is an issue when it was put into place to do some testing. And now you have to take it and transfer it to meat inspection. It concerns me that money was there for testing. If what if you have another outbreak this year? And if you're testing, you're going to find it. If you're looking for it,
if it's,
you will find it.
If it's this year, Ed, we're in a new budget. If we don't use this money within the department for fiscal year 15, it reverts back to the general fund. It doesn't roll over.
Which we can use in the general fund.
No.
So it leaves our department,
no.
Ed.
It reverts, Ed. It reverts back.
Okay.
Let me ask a different question. The legislature took away the 4% vacancy savings.
Correct.
So are we headed into a problem relative to general fund money for salaries in the Meat Inspection Bureau for the next biennium?
Yes, we very well could be. And there is the option for Gary to manage that throughout the year, which he has indicated he's really tried, and if he saved operating or whatever, if we had to do a house adjustment, moving from operations to personal services, but we don't. There is that possibility, yes, Mr. Scully, but it would have to be managed and managed early.
But Gary's aware that this possibility sits out there, and so he's got his head engaged into this problem, correct?
Yes. And I spoke with him this morning. He's at a conference, but he indicated yes and let the board know I've tried everything I can to mitigate this.
Very good.
How many employees did we authorize for him to hire?
He has 21.5 budget, but your question is how many do we authorize him to hire?
He was added 2 in the last budget. So the board authorized hiring 1 existing up in Chinook for the inspector that passed away last spring, and then hiring the next 2 in this fiscal year, in fiscal 16.
Then it seems to me the way you ought to handle it, if he's having that kind of trouble in personal services, is to delay the hires.
Yeah, and that's an option. I don't know that they've been advertised yet. I don't know that they've been opened yet.
Well, didn't the board approve that he go forward?
Yeah, but I don't know if he's opened them yet, effort to mitigate this.
But then it seems to me that what we better be doing is, last board meeting, we approved to hire him. So if he's having this problem, it's ongoing, and he's right on the money relative to working with it, the quickest way to try to save the money is to delay the hire. Or at least give the board an analysis that says, if I delay the hire, it costs me this, so I'm better off hiring, or if I delay the hire for a month, or a month and a half, I close the gap.
We need to take a step back further than that. Why is the meat and egg inspection having a financial problem? I mean, each department in their own right are having financial problems. Why? What's going on? We need to address why there are financial problems in the first place. And once we figure out why there are financial problems in the first place, then we can address them and figure out how to deal with them, including hiring of new employees. But if you don't know why you have financial problems, then you haven't got a clue what you're doing.
My understanding is, at this point, that the board has taken the action that you requested in June for the hiring of these positions. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Then it seems to me that you and Gary ought to communicate with the board as to what the possibility of fixes are relative to personal services for next year, and so that we can either choose to act or not act. Because right now, as it stands, we've done everything you asked that allows the action to take place. And that doesn't sound very prudent to me right now. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
Is that noted, Christian?
That's noted. And walk across the hall here and see if they've been open. I don't think they've been open.
Well, he can't solve it right this minute.
He's checking with Sheila Martin to see if those positions have been opened.
Oh, okay.
Well, we approved him is the point. The board took action to approve him. So I'm asking that management take action to review the circumstances and notify the board what the appropriate action is that should be taken in light
John,
of the fact that we've already given him the green light.
John, this is Ed. You need to put that in a motion to stop the hiring.
Well, eventually they're going to have to be hired, but
they have not been opened.
Okay, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Nina.
In our meetings, there are various actions like has just been taken, or requests for information or documentation or whatever that are not motions. And I have asked Sherry to note those in the minutes, and she told me that they are not noted in the minutes anymore. She only puts motions in. But I think these are very important things, and I do feel they do need to be put in the minutes. Maybe they're an addendum to the minutes. I don't know what they are, what you would call them. But I think they need to be in the minutes that we have requested that Gary and Christian look into this and report back to the board. And I think they do need to be in the minutes.
Mr. Chair.
I'll make the motion.
Mr. Chair.
I would move that Christian and Gary.
Sherry.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, the legislature minutes for every meeting are recorded, videotaped, and a written process of the minutes is put out there for the public. If it's good enough for the legislature that there's a videotape of the total conversation and a written of motions, should it not be good enough for us? Everything is out there. It would be like doing a transcription if I put all of your speaking in there, because literally I cannot transcribe it exactly as it is on the recording.
Yeah, I'll make a motion that Christian and Gary analyze the budget and report back in writing relative to the timing of the hiring concerning the possibility of over expenditures in personal services.
Okay. I'll second it.
Second, and the motion is made. Motion second. Discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passed. You got that, Sherry?
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on, lab supplies.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, lab supplies have been tight throughout the year, as they always are. George is flipping to May. In our May budget status, they were at 99% expended in May. To the end of the year, they're $56,000 over. as is outlined in the document. $30,000 of this is from the general fund, again from the DSA. Another $4,000 in general funds from Brands Division. This is a sliver of general fund that's in Brands. It's from 2007. And $22,000 in per capita fee. With this transfer, it will leave our per capita fee balance at the end of the year at $886,000.
Everybody,
did you say that last part again, Jim Christian?
I'm sorry, Jeff, what's that?
Did you repeat what you said right there at the very end, that your last sentence?
If this transfer is made, our per capita fee balance at the end of the year will be around $886,000.
Yeah, thank you.
And so this money is going for supplies in the lab, which we all knew what was going on with the lab when we put in the furlough system. And now we're going to have to pay the piper because we've got to buy supplies back into the lab.
Yeah, we were thinking that if we'd have gotten some relief on recharges from MSU, that this would have been covered, but that did not come to pass. So this is what is hanging out.
Christian, I have a question.
Yes.
Did you say that the $4,000 was general fund from 2007?
Yes. When I'll let George explain it.
How come that doesn't revert?
Mr. Chairman, Lila, thank you for the question. Back when the pay plan was switched to the new broadband system, there was a hit on the per capita fee of about $4,000, and the legislature had authorized $4,000 all these years to be there. The question arose as to whether or not, you know, you want general funds setting in the brand enforcement division. Nonetheless, it was in the base, it was expended, it was used, it carried forward into 14 and 15. It is not in the budget for 16 and 17. So it's general fund authority that is sitting there in 15 at $4,053, and we're trying to utilize all the general fund authority that we can find to help resolve the problem and prevent using per capita fee.
Mm-hmm. And so is this cash and authority, George, or just authority, or just cash?
It's cash and authority, Mr. Chairman.
The $56,000. Okay.
Point of information, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, yes. The $4,000 general fund from Brand is cash and authority, and the $30,000 general fund from the DSA is cash and authority. The $22,000 is authority only, and it can be transferred from the Brand Enforcement Division or Central Services. They have the authority remaining on their books at the end of the year, but that would be an additional per capita fee outlay of the $22,000, which Christian explained.
John?
Yes, thank you. The first sentence says, the lab experienced increased operational costs in supplies and materials, as noticed in previous status reports. I'm looking on page 11 of 29 in the June report, and this is what it says in supplies and materials, that in August, November, December, January, February, April, and May, the lab underspent supplies and materials well over $100,000, underspent. In October, during the big testing period, and in July and in March, they spent more than the year before. So this is in the June report, page 11, supplies and materials. If you add up the amount that they had spent less than in operational costs and supplies and materials for the year, it's well over $100,000 of less expenditures than the year before. So, number one, if you look at the expenses as reported to us in June, that makes the first paragraph not entirely accurate. So what happened in June, and along the way, we have touted the fact that they've been saving money in supplies and materials. And along the way, we've asked whether, you know, we're postponing something that we're running out of, or we're not buying supplies and materials. Because in April and May, we saved $55,000 from the year before in supplies and materials only. So we spent $55,000 less in April and May. What happened in June that increased the expenditure that far, that supplies and materials increased for the year?
Well, we also knew in May that supplies and materials we were 99% expended.
No, forget the authority for a minute. Talk to me about cash, because this says lab experience increased operational costs in supplies and materials. The data in June does not show that. It shows contrary to that. How come?
Mr. Chairman,
if you want me to read every month, July...
No, we have it in front of us here.
All right, it's page
George,
11.
George?
I'm looking at, Mr. Chairman, thank you. I realize that we're looking at the cash analysis,
yes,
the report in June, and the first sentence refers to the budget status report, which was presented.
No, but you're saying operational costs and supplies and materials, that's cash. So operating cost implies I create a cost during operations that are higher than the year before for supplies and materials. This data says I'm $100,000 less 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago or a month ago or whatever.
Well, Mr. Chairman, in the May budget status report, shows supplies and materials were budgeted $375,000, and actual expenditures in May were $371,000, and it also indicated that they were 99% expended with just 86% of the budget year gone.
I understand that.
Okay.
But in the cash expense column of supplies and materials, if you're on page 11 and of 29, then you can see exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
And those are supposedly operational costs for supplies and materials for the diagnostic lab for the whole year.
To that point.
And we brought that up in May as well, I believe, because of the extraordinary savings in supplies and materials.
And what was the total, John? We don't have a total on that column.
Well, I'm just running a quick total here. Let me just, let's see, there's 2,000. I'm going to do savings first. There's 2,000 savings in August. There's 14,000 in November. That makes 16,000. There's 18,800 in December. So that's, what is that, 26, 36, 48.
18,
another 3 is 51. Another 1,000 is 52. And then there's 25. So you got 77.
Yeah.
And 33 is 100. And I may have missed some. On the other side of the ledger, it's 6,400. And then it's 17, which is the big one, which is 23. And then you've got 1,000, which is 24. So you're about $100,000. It shows that you spent less $100,000 for the whole year through May.
Staff?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, just in adding up the numbers in that column, The month before in the budget status report showed $371,000 expended, and with a $375,000 budget in supplies and materials, this adds up. I may have fat-fingered something here, but I tried to quickly add those up manually. We're right close to $390,000 if you add up those numbers. $387,827 is what I got, but I'd like to do a double take on that number. So even then, it's over in June with a full 6 weeks left. You've got all of fiscal year and June, and any bills that come up that pop up in July, clear to July 23rd.
But, George, my point is that your statement is that operational costs increased. They didn't, according to this document.
According to this document, Mr. Chairman, there's $387,000 expended in June with $375,000 budgeted for supplies and materials. And
you're
going to
tell me that you're telling me now that...
Mr. Chairman...
Now, your other columns may add up to the same numbers, but the far right-hand column can't add up to that.
Well,
George?
Mr. Chairman... as you take a look at the actual, yes, John, you're looking at actual expenditures compared to the previous year. You're not
yes.
looking at authority.
Correct.
What we're trying to do to here today is make sure that he stays within his authority.
No,
okay,
I want you to answer the question.
You're absolutely.
That sentence number one purports to say that our costs went up in supplies and materials.
Mr. Chairman, sentence number one.
They've gone down there all year.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Scully.
George.
In all due respect, sir, I am referring to the budget status report in May, which clearly indicated the supplies and materials were in trouble. They were 99% expended. They had $375,000 budgeted. They had already spent $371,000, and I just added up those columns, Mr. Scully, and it adds up to $387,000, which further illustrates the problem, and that was through June, that they are overexpending. And so as you go through fiscal year end, this analysis points out after the nitty-gritty analysis of every category in their budget that they're going to be, they have a $56,000 over expenditure, which as to their authority, not compared to their cash from the previous year, but to their authority.
Mr. Chairman?
In all honesty, I think that's the best explanation I can give.
I understand what you're telling me, but I guess what the bottom line then is that the budget for last year is a mess.
The budget for last year is what, John?
A mess.
Yeah. That's why it was $400,000.
So that means that the budget for the next 2 years in supplies and materials needs to be looked at.
Mr. Chairman, thank you, Mr. Scott. Mr. Chairman?
George?
During the budget process and the executive planning process, we did adjust, in working with Dr. Layton, we did adjust for an inflationary adjustment for supplies and materials. They're horrendous, the pharmaceuticals. So that adjustment has been placed in 16 and 17, but it's almost been consistent where it hasn't been, where they still have continued to extend it. The other thing is if they have more testing, then they use more
George,
supplies
George,
and materials.
How can you – never mind.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Scully, I try to respond to your question, sir.
No. I think we got to be careful of the language we're using, that it's inflationary cost driving everything up, when in the end, the data shows on a monthly basis he spent $100,000 less than last year.
George?
I see your point in looking at the monthly cash-to-cash report. But when we look at what we show him in his authority, which you understood and say you understand, then he is going over his budget authority and supplies and materials, regardless of what his actual cash expenditures total.
And all I'm saying to you then, therefore, when the cash expenditures and the budget structure is that far out of whack, we better try to fix it.
Agreed.
Agreed, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Scully, I agree with that.
Well, Mr. Chairman, if I understand everything that's just gone on in this discussion, they already have the cash, and they're asking for both cash and authority. But if they already have the cash, they don't need the cash. All they need is the authority. Is that correct?
No, they
explanation,
don't.
George.
No, they. In terms of this fiscal year and getting out of this fiscal year, they need. Okay, this. They need to have $30,000 in cash, general fund, from the DSA, $4,000 from Brand, and they need $22,000 cash and authority in both cases to get out this year to cover roughly $56,000 worth of supplies, where expenditures are over their authority.
Okay. Let me take a swing at her answering your question. What I was pointing out is that they spent $100,000 plus less in supplies and materials this last year than they did the year before. And they also received $140,000 that they couldn't spend the year before that carried over into this year. And still supplies and materials were totaled for the year the same amount as last year. In the budget. But remember, they were 900 and some thousand over last year in the budget. And per capita was used.
Correct.
Did that make sense, Nina? I mean, did you understand what I was saying? Doesn't make sense, but it's...
But
so what I was pointing out is they spent 100,000 less in supplies and materials than the year before. But if you total them up, then the total number from a budget standpoint is inconsistent with the budget. Even though they spent less money in supplies and materials. And we also carried over $140,000?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. That we couldn't spend the year before that was carried into the lab budget.
Now, Mr. Chairman, in the June meeting, when we visited with Dr. Layton, we discussed the recharge fees and what they were going to cost, but we did not discuss lab fees at all, that there was going to be an overage of lab fees. So, again, how come we didn't know this ahead of schedule? I mean, there should be some forward looking here, what's coming down the line, rather than playing catch-up. And, again, going all the way around this, looking at the figures that are given to us, it looks like the money's there, so why are we borrowing money? And I'm kind of right there with John, because I'm looking at page 11, and I've been adding and subtracting, and we have spent far less on supplies this last year. So where in June did we spend so much money? If we had 100,000 less in charges than we did last year, that means in June we spent over $100,000 plus the $56,000 that they need. What did the lab get that was so expensive?
Well, it also means, Nina, that the budget doesn't track with their operations.
Or that there's
spending
going
less.
On that is not in the budget.
Yeah. But, well, that's the point. Yeah.
George?
Mr. Chairman, I still have to go back to page 40 of the May report, where we did a budget status report, and we show exactly what the budget authority was in supplies and materials, $375,000. We indicated that it was 99% expended, and regardless of the cash-to-cash comparison, which was in June, that's this authority report, and fiscal year end, we need the authority and the cash, but we need the authority to get out of the year. It indicates with $371,000 spent, we only had $3,000 left clear back in May. And so they didn't. So they had expended $371,000 through that May report. They continue to expend. We identify there's going to be expenditures. We just added up in that June report. There's $387,000, and now they've continued to have testing for the last 6 weeks, and we're projecting out to the end of the year. We're indicating that our hard numbers are that they're $56,000. We go back and identify. We've got to pay the recharge.
Yeah.
We know that. We look at all the bills we have to pay. We're short $56,000, ladies and gentlemen, compared to their authority, in order for us to get out of this year. And
George, the biggest problem here is still the DSA and what it does, what the budget is for next year.
Yes.
What it says then, if I parrot everything you just said, and I could repeat it if I could, and then I tacked on and said, and they if they spent the same amount as they did last year, it would be $110,000 worse.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
So therefore, the budget in that category is way out of whack.
In spite of the adjustments and everything we increased in the
So then it suggests that for next year,
yes,
we better have a pencil with a bigger eraser or something.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody better answer that question as we head into the coming year relative to the budget.
Mm-hmm.
That's the that's the biggest problem.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Lila.
I think what it indicates is what we're getting in these reports, and I'm not saying the numbers are incorrect. I'm saying the way it is presented is not purposely misleading, but it's really hard. You keep going back to May, but we have June in front of us, and I think the biggest problem is you look at the current month, and you go back to June, but we're looking at, May, but we're looking at June, and I just think the reports need to be done differently or something, because we would not have this discussion if it was laid out where it was up front. If the expenses for this year are $100,000 less, what we probably should have known is the year before, how much were those out of whack? Not from our year, but the previous year. Because you're making a comparison to the previous year, but that was the year that it was totally out. That you had to backfill how much? So I guess that's the part that's really misleading in this to me.
Lila, if I can respond to that, we are working on a different format for this budget cycle and have been working with the Industry Long Range Planning Committee on just that.
How about working with the people that are on the board? That would be my concern. I think those of us that have to read these things probably should have a little input into that. That would be my take on it. But in the meantime, we need to pass this, and I'd make a motion that we do the diagnostic lab, backfill that we need to do on the diagnostic lab, because we're not going to solve these problems sitting here all day.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a totally different outlook of what we're trying to see in this than what you guys see. So I think that's for another day, but it's a day that, and it might be 2-3 days, but we really need to sit down and hammer this stuff out, because all we do is come back to the same point.
And Lila, I have sat in John LaFeld in the long range planning, and Tim Grill made the same statements, and Christian recognized it. And the talk is on how to how to move this budget around so it's a little bit clearer. But on the other hand, the staff has notified that we're going to have some conference calls to clarify and move monies around at the end of the year to pay
We
the
know
bills.
That. Yeah, I don't
yeah,
think we
everybody
disagree
was
with
aware
that.
Of that. I don't think
we
anybody
know that.
Disagrees with that concept.
I don't think we did.
Your motion.
Disagree. And if nobody wants to second it, that's fine. But I'm just saying, we're not going to solve this today, but it's a way bigger problem than these two moving of monies.
No, what was the motion, please?
That we transfer the money and authority as directed for the diagnostic lab to finish out 2015.
I'll second it.
And Jeff,
okay.
Was that Jeff?
It was Brett.
Oh, Oh, thank you, Brett.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
I would make the same motion I did above, that that we get in writing from the budget office the approval to use the DSA general fund 2007 or whatever it is.
Can we just use that as a friendly amendment into my motion, John?
Well, that's right. I thought about that, but I just...
Okay, separate one. That's fine. That's better. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, motion's on the floor. Is there
second?
All in favor? Discussion, pardon me. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And, Lila, that was you for the second?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
All right, it's been moved this past. And other items of business?
Public comment.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Mr. Cherry. Mr. Chair, members of the board, we are recording this. I would like to mention respectfully that when one person speaks over another person and doesn't request recognition from the chair, it makes it very difficult to transcribe it into something that is coherent. So in the future, if we could just kind of practice good boardmanship, if you will, and before speaking, request recognition from the chair, and sometimes I cannot differentiate between Nina and Lila or between Brett and Jeff. So if you identify yourself, it will make it much easier when the minutes are transcribed. That's respectively requested, and thank you for your hearing me.
Yeah, and I apologize, Sherry. I it's hard for me to make this meeting work very well over the telephone, too. Some noises come in, and I'm not sure if somebody or some background, so it's the telephone thing, I believe.
Right.
Is there any other motions, movements out there, George, Kristen, that need to be taken care of today? No?
Just one question.
I didn't hear from Kristen or George, did I?
I said no. Nope.
Okay.
We're done.
Okay. We're done. Okay. And who is this now?
This Nina.
Nina.
One question.
Okay.
When will the minutes from the June 22nd meeting be posted?
Mr. Chair and Nina, thank you for that question. I have not posted those minutes because a comment was made two or maybe three meetings ago that you would not want us to post drafts. And since they're not approved yet by the board until the next meeting, I haven't posted them. They are available if you want the draft.
Will you send them to us?
I will do that. I will send you the last three, which are right now pending your approval at the next meeting. But I certainly will, Nina. I'll get those out to you today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else? Public comment? All right. I adjourn this meeting. Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
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 Mr. Chair, was that Lila and Ed?
Nina.
Yes.
I can't tell.
Oh, it's Nina.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Appreciate your participation.
Good night.